Excuse me, I was going to continue that at a later date, but it may not be fair to you. Let's go ahead and finish that up now. Here we go.
I didn't have my friends, my family, my doctor. I could so easily be in his position. Part of the reason I started my whole business was to just tell everybody that I have schizophrenia. Showing people you can live a completely normal life, medicated, and be a completely normal person. And my whole thing is, if everyone would just kind of tell people that they have a mental illness, there wouldn't be so much stigma. There really shouldn't be any stigma. That needs to go away. Mental illness is so common. How can there be so much stigma? So I kind of wanted to do something that could raise awareness, give back to the mentally ill homeless community, and just kind of make a difference.
Hi, how are you guys doing? Schizophrenic NYC was all made by me, Schizophrenic New Yorker, trying to change the way New York City sees mental health, especially the mentally ill homeless. Donate a portion of the profits to help them out. Yeah.
I just pack up my bag, I wheel it over my shop every Saturday, and I just sell my merch, and I talk to amazing people. Yesterday, I met two people that work in a psych ward. We had the greatest conversation about psych wards. They totally bought something for me and they took my card and they're like, we love what you're doing, this is so great. You know, mental health professionals love what I'm doing, they always think it's great. I've gotten negative reactions, like one lady came up to my booth last year and says, I can't believe you would name a business this. This is offensive, and I'm a mental health advocate. This is offensive, and she took my flyer and ran away. And I was like, can I tell you about it? I'm a mental health advocate too. And she just ran away, and I was like, isn't that stigma? Aren't you judging me before I even tell you about it? Stigma right there.
This shirt's pretty awesome. It's not a delusion. You are incredible.
Some common questions that I get is, what medications are you on? Mostly by people in the mental health field, they want to know. Other common questions are like, how to like handle somebody in a crisis. I mean, definitely never tell them that they're wrong. Don't try to take away their feelings. You always have to be sympathetic. I would try to convince them that they should seek professional help. Find a good doctor, find the meds that work. If you try hard enough and you really want to fix it, you can. Don't take your medication, feel better, and then think you don't need your medication anymore. It took a lot of pride that I had to say, I need medication. And I'm just gonna take it.
My advice to someone who's going through it is be honest. If you keep telling people you're fine, they'll believe it.
I believe there is a component beyond medical treatment that it has to be with education and creating positive voices that can influence and override the negative ones.
Just because they have schizophrenia doesn't mean they can't be someone who will contribute to society, who can make the world a better place.
I tell you what, I really appreciate what she did. I think that was a courageous step to take too, to make a public statement and on an ongoing basis to try to remove the stigma that is attached to mental health issues in general, schizophrenia in particular. And I really think that she really hit the nail on the head. No need for stigmas to be attached. You know, you've heard me say a number of times, there are just times when there's just going to be something that goes wrong with us and we need help getting it fixed, getting it right, being made whole again. Or at least as close to whole as possible. Go ahead and get that help. Get that help. All right. I had said that we would say a little word or two or three or four or five about cell phones and their safety. And we were looking at this based on some information that ProCon.org has been able to gather. And we've been looking, of course, we're alternating. We're wanting to get information from the ProCon, from the pro side of it, the con side. Of course, pro saying that we should feel good. We should feel comfortable. Feel okay using cell phones because there are no risks, no health risks. Cons are saying there are problems with cell phones, especially when it comes to health risks. All right, so we started with our pros the last time. Let's start with the cons this time. The International Agency for Research on Cancer has classified cell phone radiation as a possible carcinogen. On May 31st, 2011, the IARC, International Agency for Research on Cancer, of the World Health Organization, issued a press release announcing it had added cell phone radiation to a list of physical agents that are possibly carcinogenic to humans. The classification was made after a working group of 31 scientists completed a review of previously published studies and found, quote unquote, limited evidence of carcinogenicity from the radio frequency electromagnetic fields emitted by wireless phones, radio, television, and radar. Here's another pro. Radio frequency radiation from cell phones is non-ionizing and is not powerful enough to cause cancer. Ionizing radiation, including X-rays and ultraviolet light, produces molecules called ions that have either too many or too few electrons. Ions are known to damage DNA and cause cancer. Cell phone radiation, like radio, TV, and visible light radiation, is non-ionizing and lacks sufficient energy to add or remove electrons from molecules, and therefore it cannot ionize and cause cancer. According to the authors of a 2005 peer-reviewed study of 3.7 million Swedish residents, a biologic mechanism that could explain any possible carcinogenic effect from radio frequency radiation, they say, has not been identified. What are your thoughts about it? Any concerns about possible carcinogens related to, connected to our cell phones? People carry the phones in their pocketbooks. Even worse, they carry them in their pockets. Of course, we have them in our holsters. We often have them close to our heads while we're talking. Bluetooth that will often be next to the brain for hours at a time. So if there is a possibility, or even a probability, that everything that needs to be in place to cause cancer is in place, well, no doubt, the phones are close enough to cause problems. Give it some thought. We're going to continue to look at the pros, cons, debate on this. And by the time we get to the end of it, maybe you will have made a decision. Maybe you'll decide that you're going to take whatever safety precautions you can, even before we get to the end. In the meantime, I want you to give a lot of thought to doing what you can to let some of life's best moments come through you.